It is being called the worst national anthem ever performed. And get this, the woman who sang it, Ingrid Andres, is a four-time Grammy nominee.
Okay. I guarantee you there's reasons for this, but this was at a baseball game.
It was at the baseball game. It was the Major League Baseball game, and Ingrid Andres. I think I pronounced it that way in the beginning, but it's not. I churched it up. Andres.
Uh-huh.
But she is a four-time Grammy nominee, and this is the performance that has not only knocked the worst national anthem ever off the charts, but now also, and that title, by the way, went to Fergie, who knocked off Roseanne. But now Fergie is trending because of this performance right here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Starts all right.
What so proudly we hail by the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, through the night.
Ooh, it's off key.
That our flag was still there.
Ooh, they're booing.
Oh, dang.
Oh, say does that star spangle.
What's that part?
Banner yet wave.
Oh my God.
What?
All right.
I know she leaned into it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like when she missed a note, she amplified it.
I think what happened is I bet you her monitors went out. And I'm going to give you an example. When Katie went to the local baseball game here and you tried to do something and you couldn't hear yourself, so you didn't know the tone. Didn't you guys do agree? Something you did. You made an appearance here, and you're like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm like, I told you, because you can't hear yourself without a monitor in your ear. And if it goes out, it's kind of like why Mariah Carey, during New Year's Eve, stopped singing. Because if she couldn't really hear herself, you don't know what key you're in.
You don't,
so you're all over the place. Plus, in a baseball setting like that, there's like this weird delay. So you're hearing yourself seconds later after you're really singing and can completely mess you up. That's why your monitors have to be loud.
So that
when
it
I say a monitor, basically what it is you know how we wear headphones right now, and if you're singing, and I wouldn't be able to hear the music without them.
Yeah.
Technically,
I feel that way. I mean, it's not a monitor, and I'm not a professional singer by any means. Although I've been told differently. I wear the inner ear headphones every day, and when I put on a pair of over the ear headphones now, I feel crazy. Like, I can't hear. Yeah. I can't concentrate. I can't focus. And I'm not even singing. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
But you get so used to a way of hearing it and doing your job that any little thing throws you off. In this case, that was Ingrid Andres performing at the Major League Baseball game, the national anthem. People are saying it's the worst one that has ever been performed.
I know you're talking Fergie. I thought Roseanne had the worst one, but and you know what? Fergie is a very good singer too. And you just said that this girl's a four. So something's going on with this stuff.
Well, speaking of Roseanne, did you want to hear? So we could do comparison.
Let me do the comparison.
Here is Roseanne performing the national anthem, which was once deemed the worst performed.
I'll say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Ha 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 Where was this?
I don't remember.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
Oh. What did she do that for?
She was at the Padres game in 1990.
All right, that was bad.
That was horrific. But however, it was fast.
And you're thinking that she wasn't necessarily trying, and she's not a Grammy. Why would they have her do it?
Well, I don't know. To me, that was worse.
To me, but based off of the talent, it was worse for this other girl that's four times Grammy nominated.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Okay, so that was Roseanne's in 1990. Can somebody tell me when Fergie performed hers? Because Fergie performed the national anthem, knocking Roseanne off as the worst performed national anthem.
This was not too long ago, I don't think.
And then now Ingrid Andress is knocking Fergie off as the worst performed. Here is, while we're looking that up, here's Fergie's national anthem.
That a flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner.
Being kind of jazzy.
I think hers was, she was trying to change it, but I think she still can sing.
I think they totally can sing, and I'm sure that Ingrid Andress has. You don't get to be Grammy nominated if you're not talented.
But I think Fergie's monitors work, but she tried to jazz it up too much and just change the whole dynamics of the. I think that Roseanne was just not a good singer. Mm-hmm. And I think something must have happened with the sound and mic equipment with this Ingrid Andress.
Let's try to pinpoint, because it does start off okay.
Because I think it's lower.
Yeah. Here, let's try to pinpoint the moment. It becomes a feverish nightmare.
Oh, say can you
right there, a little bit.
See
a little.
By the dawn's early light. What's so proud?
A little bit there.
A little shaky.
By the twilight's last
gleam. Is that how it goes?
Mm-mm.
That's the wrong words?
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous.
Off key a little bit there, too.
Mm-hmm.
O'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly.
It's pretty good.
And the rocket glare.
Oh, there it goes.
The bombs bursting in air. Gave proof to the light that our flag was still there.
Oh.
She went for it. Dang, they're booing her.
Oh,
no.
In the home of the brave.
And Matt, what you said, that those are the incorrect words at the beginning.
I think she just said like by instead of at, or at instead of, I don't remember what it was she said. It didn't feel right.
It did not feel right at all.
Okay, yeah.
I can't picture, I don't know what she said exactly that fell off, but it was like, wait a second, are those the lyrics? I don't know. I feel bad for her because that it cannot be an easy thing to do, to go up and perform the national anthem and think that you're doing all right. And let's just say something did happen that's not her fault.
It does say America Unites is the worst national anthem ever sung.
Yeah.
Yikes. I wouldn't want to go down like that.
Nope.
But silver lining, I didn't know her name before this. I didn't know she was a Grammy
That is true.
Four times.
This is not be the first time I go and look her music up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you think she's probably hot too, don't you?
And now there,
she's a good again.
She's a good look.
There's
good
memes looking. Of Trump's bloody ear, like he just listened to the national.
Oh my gosh.
Man, internet.
Undefeated, never lost.
It
undefeated.
Wins again.
Yeah. Jeez. Damn, internet got hands.